Blog Talk Radio.
Started out just a little bit different. That little gal was 2 years old.
Okay.
2 years old doing that. I thought that was pretty awesome when I found that. So we had her starting us off. And so I like that. That was awesome. 2 years old. I could not believe it. It's absolutely unreal. It's totally cool. All right. Now, I have something special we're going to start off with. From what I hear, not necessarily good, but special. It is Carolyn's birthday today.
Yes.
And I hear, though, that she is having kind of a rough one, a rough day. So that means that her birthday really isn't special to her because it's not a good day for her. She's had health issues with her mom and things like that that she's dealing with. So we're going to give her a wish that her days improve, knowing that special days can still be special even if not happy. And to do that, we're going to help her out here. And I'm going to play a song for Carolyn. I've got two for her, hoping that they will lift her spirits, hold her up, and make her feel better, knowing that she's in the arms of God. This is Elvis singing, "Because He Lives, I Can Face Tomorrow."
God sent His Son, they called Him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. He lived and died, Lord, to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear's gone.
I know
life is worth living just because he lives. And then one day I'll cross that river. I'll fight life's final war with pain. And then as death gives way to victory, I'll see the light of glory and I know he reigns. Because he
of our faith or anything like that. It's just life. It's just life. You know, and on the one hand, we have celebrations and joy, smiles and laughter. And then there's the other end of the stick that is tears and heartache and sadness that is unfathomable. And it seems like the two are so far apart, how can they coexist? Because there's everything in between those two extremes that ties them together, and it's called life. It sucks sometimes, guys, it really does, but it's called life. And we can't ever count on anything being one way or the other. Because sometimes things happen that leave us standing there going, what? Why? How? Give me a clue. What just happened? You know, when somebody says something to you that you don't have any clue where it came from or why, and you may never know. But that's where God's grace comes in, because we have the capacity to just accept it. And we can go two ways. We can either distance ourselves from that and say, I'm not doing that anymore. I'm not giving that a chance again. And some things we do that with. Some things are bad enough that we have to do that. But then again, maybe that person is so important to us that it's like, you know what? I'm just going to call this a fluke. I'm going to understand it. I'm going to know that it was just something that happened because of a situation. Forgive and forget. Maybe you can't forget, but you can certainly forgive and not let it affect you and not let it affect your life. Let things go on. That's what God's all about. He's got you in his hands, people. He's got his arms around you. And if you look down in that sand during those times, he's carrying you. He cares. He loves each one of us. And if we need it, he's going to be there to carry us. And we need to remember that. We need to remember that because it's so important. We don't have to do these things by ourselves, even though we feel alone sometimes. We don't have to do it by ourselves. And hopefully, there are friends around us that God has placed there for us that we can turn to. Maybe we say something to someone that we figure out just a little while later that that was probably hurtful. Why did I say that? And it turns out that it's because something inside of you has hurt you or is bothering you. And so you just say, you know, I'm sorry I did that. I didn't mean it. Or you can trust. If it's a real friendship, you can trust that other person to understand and say, I understand it. I get it. It was a striking out because of a situation. It's okay. We're cool. Let's just continue on and not make a big deal out of it. And that actually is the route we should choose. And the other person can choose their route as well. That's called freedom of choice. The Father gave that to us. Freedom of choice. And it's always a good thing to choose the peaceful way, the way that will help someone else. Because in helping someone else, you help yourself. That's where the peace inside comes from. And you can only find that out by doing it. Because as you do it, it grows. It becomes more noticeable. Give it a touch. Just give it a touch, and it'll touch others, and it'll change you. It's important, guys. It's really important. That's a big part of why the Father sent Jesus to us, so that we have that opportunity for forgiveness and to be forgiven. To share that. Okay, now here's another one I'm going to play, particularly pointed at Carolyn, but it's for each one of us to remind us of what we have. This is Elvis and company singing He Touched Me.
Oh, lovely. Lovely. And made me whole.
Up a little bit, honey. You got to know that you're in God's hands, and so is your mama. It's going to be okay. However it turns out, it's going to be okay. It's all fine. It's all good because God's in control. So just let it be that way, sweetheart. It'll be much more peaceful for you. All right? Okay, I've got one that John sent me. And this one is just going to smack you between the eyes. It is totally awesome. This is a little boy and girl. He's probably, best guess, 9 or 10. She's 7 or 8. Now you got a scenario. Listen to this. You raise me up.
When I am down and all my soul so weary, when troubles come and my heart burns empty,
when I am still and waiting in silence until you come and sit a while with me.
I'm
raised me up.
You raised me
to
up.
Moses.
That is just wow. And right at the very beginning of that, laptop cut off my phone call, or my host phone call. So I'm on my phone, my show. It didn't stop my show, it just cut off my call. So if I try to call in on the host number, then it's going to say the show is already in progress, and it's not going to let me, and it might cut the show off at that point. So I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to run it on my phone. Hey, you know, been done before a lot.
More than once.
Yes, it has.
Yeah, and Shawna had to do it Friday. So, you know, it's a Blog Talk is sucky with some things. I don't know why all of a sudden, like in the middle of the show, the phone call cuts off. The host phone call cuts off. It's just totally stupid. But anyway. You know what? It's under one of those things that you can't change, so you accept it. You learn a way around it, so I'm walking around it. Just in case I'm walking with somebody else, it's like bread and butter. You know, those silly things you used to do when you were a kid. Oh, my gosh. Don't step on the cracks in the sidewalk and all of that kind of stuff. Oh, my goodness. Don't walk under ladders.
Oh, no.
I couldn't avoid black cats. We had one. Maybe
yes.
That was the problem. There you go. Maybe
I've got one and all.
kind of hard to avoid them when they live with you. Yeah. Oh, well. That's all right. Time for the Oak Ridge Boys. We got the Oak Ridge Boys. Yes, yes. And they are going to do Where the Soul Never Dies. And then I've got
to Canaan land, I'm on my way, where the soul
there will be
Yes, it did.
Feet were tapping 10 miles
it did.
A second.
The leg was going to 10. The lot.
That'll get you moving. That is what it's all about. You know, that's
it is.
You know, gospel music. I mean, we all know that. Okay, the Bible is the inspired word of God. He inspired the people that wrote the Bible. It was written with his inspiration. Okay, I believe that gospel music was also inspired by God because they had
beautiful.
Well, the people that wrote these songs had to have the joy of the Lord inside of them to be able to do this, to be able to put that feeling into it, so that others could feel it.
Definitely.
Had to. What other way would there be? You know what I mean? If the love of God was not inside of them, these songs would not really be as effective as they are. They would not be able to touch our hearts and lift our spirits and get Anne's feet tapping. So you gotta know it, guys. You gotta know it. And that's what this is all about, is to fill your soul and to be able to face the next week, because there's going to be good stuff, there's going to be crappy stuff going on. And it could be from people we care about, it could be from strangers, it could be from the news, people we never even thought of ever having anything to do with that we just hear about, you know. And this will give us strength. These songs give us the inspiration, the strength, the love, and the peace to be able to deal with all that. You know, because our lives are not going to be smooth. They are not like oil on the water. It doesn't work that way. If that's how your life comes across, then all you're doing is laying in bed and watching TV and not letting anything affect you. And that's not life. That's not living. So you can't do that. Even if you're alone, you're going to be doing more than that. Because you got to live the life the Father has given you. You've got to find some way to live it. Sometimes it only feels like existence. Sometimes it just feels like you're just waiting. Because you know good's coming. But you still got to live your life. You still got to make it count for something, somewhere, for someone. You know? Just let it happen. Make it happen. Accept it happening. And it's going to be. Dang, I'm giving that soapbox a good workout today. Anyway, John sent me one last Sunday that I didn't get a chance to play, and it is really, really beautiful. Irish, by the way, Irish. I'm kind of partial to the Irish and the Scots, and this fills that bill. The Bachelors.
Oh,
okay. I believe. Yeah, I believe. Here we go.
Great song. somewhere hears every word. Every time I hear a newborn baby cry or touch a lady or see the sky, then I know why I believe. Every time I hear a newborn baby cry or touch a lady or see the sky, then
there you go, a trio, and they've all got such beautiful voices, and they know how to blend them.
Thank you.
Yes, they did such a good job. He's so good at finding special things and funny things, and the things that I'm going, where did that come from? But he's good at that, and we love it. It's fantastic. It's fantastic. All right, Sam Cook. Sam Cook's always, he's always good. He's always good. When he went off by himself, he was even better. This is Sam Cook and the Soul Stirrers. Those are his backup singers. And it's called Lord Remember Me.
Whoa, you know I'm like a ship that's tossed and driven. Whoa. And I hate to see and whirl on. You know when the storm will keep on raging. Jesus, Father, baby, for me, whirl on.
Actually get rolling with that stuff and do it. That's awesome. We're gonna do another rolling song.
Okay.
Well, maybe I'll do this short one first. I think this one is different because it's the Million Dollar Quartet.
Ah. Great.
On my trio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I always have to do that because quartet just in the picture it gets good, in the sound it ain't there. So anyway, I just can't make it by myself.
Hey, I need Jesus to guide me every day. As I travel along this narrow way, no affliction fill my soul. I'm determined to make the goal. You know, I gotta have Jesus, cause I just can't make it by myself. Every day I pray and ask the Lord Jesus, don't leave me by myself. Every week, every month, through the years, from what day, you know I gotta have Jesus, but I just can't make it by myself.
Will I
hear?
Cool. When they had things rigged up so you could really hear everybody, they were awesome. Mm. But just mucking about, they were pretty awesome.
Yeah.
You know, you have to stop and think that they weren't actually formally recording. They were just mucking around. Yeah. And that's pretty good for mucking about. I like it, you know. So often when you're just screwing off, they don't sound that good, but they were lucky. They always sounded good. It was great. But they all knew what they were doing. You know, that's the difference. They all knew what they were doing. And they could read off of each other and have a good time with it. Speaking about a good time, I always feel good when I hear this song. It's Elvis singing Joshua Fought the Battle of Jericho.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Yes, Susan, I know you're here, honey.
Joshua fought the battle around Jericho, around Jericho, around Jericho. Joshua fought the battle around Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down. They got no sin. Joshua fought the battle around Jericho, around Jericho, around Jericho. Joshua fought the battle around Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down.
Good morning, Sister Mary. Good morning, Brother John. Well, I want to stop and talk with you and tell you how I come along. I know you've heard about Joshua. He was the son of Nun. He never stopped his work until the work was done. He got no sin. Joshua fought the battle around Jericho, Jericho, around Jericho. Joshua fought the battle around Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down. You may talk about your men of Gideon. You may brag about your men of Saul. There's no like good Joshua at the battle of Jericho. Up to the walls of Jericho, he marched with spear in hand. Go blow the rebel, the Joshua cried, cause the battle in my hand. They got no sin. Joshua fought the battle around Jericho,
around Jericho, around Jericho. Joshua fought the battle around Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down. You may talk about your men of Gideon, you may brag about the king of Saul. There's none like Joshua at the battle of Jericho. They tell my great God that Joshua's spirit was with 9-12 feet long, and upon his hip was a double-edged sword, and his mouth was a gospel horn. Yet bold and brave he stood, salvation in his hand. Oh, blow the rebel, the Joshua cried, cause the devil can't do you no harm. Got no sin. Joshua fought the battle around Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fought the battle around Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down. Then up to the walls of Jericho, he marched with spear in hand.
Oh, the Lamb ram on the Joshua cry, called to battle a man in my hand. Then the lamb ram sheep horns began to blow, the trumpets began to sound. Old Joshua shouted glory, and the walls come tumbling down. They got no time, Joshua fit to battle around Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fit to battle around Jericho, and the walls came tumbling down, down, down.
See, they didn't do the ending. They forgot the ending. I go, yeah.
Oh, I love it.
But they can count on me. I'll supply that. Not a problem. Yeah. I didn't do that.
Jen's in there.
Yeah, that's not a big deal. We can supply the ending.
And
you know, when you hear endings like that, you got to do it. Whether anybody else can hear it or not, you've got to do it, because otherwise it is going to rattle around in your brain for a week and drive you nuts. So I just have to finish them off. That's all there is to it. All right. I have another one that I'm trying to remember because I didn't write it down. I'm trying to remember if John sent me this one or not, and it doesn't matter because it's a good one. I think he did, but hey, if he didn't, he should have, right? There we go. Called My Jesus, My Savior.
All of my days, I want to pray. compares to the promise I have in you. Shout to the Lord, all the earth, let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the work of your hand. Forever I love you, forever I stand. Nothing compared to the promise I have in you.
Yes. I was sitting here thinking, why can't life be like heaven? Why can't it be all smooth sailing, no potholes in the road, no little gravel rocks to trip over?
Mm-hmm.
But boring would that be?
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't have any incentive to do anything. You wouldn't meet people. You wouldn't have conversations because there wouldn't be anything to talk about. Everything's all smooth and sweet, like custard pudding. It would be boring. Interesting thought. So we get crap to deal with. You know, it's just, again, you come to the bottom line, that's life. That's how it's supposed to be. You're supposed to have things to deal with because that, oh, well, I used to have a friend. He's gone now, but he used to say, it's part of your learning curve, builds character.
Mm.
I got enough character. I don't need any more character. I got enough character. I think people are probably saying, geez, Jenny, tone it down. But you know, I am who I am, and my friends stick around because they like me that way, and if they don't stick around, they don't like me to be myself, then they shouldn't be there. You know, that's how it is. But everybody that is in my circle likes me the way I am, because that's just how I am. I don't try to be anything different.
Mm.
And that's a good thing, because, you know, if you start pretending with people and you start being something that God has not made you to be, it's real hard to try and remember how you acted with which person.
Yeah.
You know, it's a real tough road to hoe. I tried it when I was a girl, trying to please everybody. I tried to be all these different kinds of people when I was like 6th grade, 7th grade. It didn't work. So I just reverted back to my little shy, stand in the corner self, and eventually I grew out of that. It took 20 years, but I eventually grew out of it. You know, but you gotta be yourself. And I really do wish that we would all teach our children and our grandchildren to give them that knowledge, that confidence, that it's okay to just be you, because that's how the Father made you. That's how He wants you to be. There are people out there that are going to meet you that need you to just be you. So I'm glad I finally realized that. And I would hope that for everyone. I would pray that for everyone. Don't
yep.
pretend.
Totally agree.
Because, you know, if people love you or like you for what you're pretending to be, eventually they're going to find out that that's not you, and you're going to lose them.
Yes.
You have to be yourself. Yes, you have to be yourself. You really do. And that's what God intended you to be. He made you that way because that's how He needs to have you. He's got a purpose for you being the way you are, for being who you are. And how
yeah.
you are. So accept it. Accept yourself. And be yourself, because there are people that are going to love you just that way. Not for things you can do for them, not for things you can give them, but just for the person they are. So remember that. Just remember that. Whenever you meet someone, whenever you talk to someone, just remember, be myself. Because
that's just be yourself.
Yes.
Exactly. That's how God wants you. That's how God needs you to be. That's why he made you the way you are. And he's done that with each one of us, and we need to remember that. We need to remember that. And in light of that, I have a Matt Redman song. And if y'all remember, Matt Redman is the one that sings "It Is Well With My Soul" in the favorite version that John absolutely loves. And I have to, I love it too. It's been my favorite so far. And he's doing "Bless the Lord, O My Soul." And John sent me this one too.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul. I worship your holy name. The sun comes up. It's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the
Like never before.
Yeah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. And you know that whenever you're singing to the Father, He's hearing you. And He knows when that music is coming from inside your soul. He knows when you're singing with the meaning of loving Him and serving Him. Never sing it for just to be singing it. Always let the feeling of worship and love into it, because all the people are going to feel that from you too. And that's important. That's what gathering for church is all about, kids. That's why we come together for church here, this way, so that our souls can sing to the Father and to each other. And it just expresses itself in music. And in this instance, other people are singing that music, but that doesn't mean we don't feel it. That doesn't mean our soul isn't singing with them, because it is. If you love music, there is no way that that's not happening. So, hey, you know, it's kind of like, hey, welcome to the choir. We're it. There you go. A couple of other fun ones. Now, this is one that John did send me. And he knows I love these guys. And he said, you don't have to play this if you don't want to, but do you like this? It's Pentatonix.
My favorite
acapella group. And he, you know, being the little sort of sideways skewed sense of humor, you know, I love it. I totally love it. It's so fun. So anyway, of course, he knew I was going to play it. So here it is. Pentatonix. Hallelujah. Thank you.
I've heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing, hallelujah.
Baby,
pentatonics and the song that I didn't have to play. But I love it. Oh, my goodness. When I first discovered that song, I played it over and over and over and over. I would play it at work on the computer. Well, it was like after hours, you know, like 6 o'clock at night, something like that. And I would just sit there and belt out with, and just sing right along with it. And I turned around once and realized that the front door was wide open. All of that was hilarious. I just got such a kick out of that.
Okay.
It didn't stop me from singing. I mean, you know, I worked for a radio station. They're used to music coming out of there. It's okay. It just wasn't the kind of music they were used to.
No.
Okay. That was all right, you know. That was okay. Actually, the only person that heard it was the kid that lived in the apartment attached to the radio station. He was the owner's son, or one of the owner's sons, and he didn't care either. So it was okay. I didn't have to explain it or tell anybody what was going on. Nothing. I just went ahead and sang. No problem. And that is a very wonderful feeling, to be able to do that. Not have to worry about it. Not have to explain it. Not have to ask permission. You just go for it. You just do it. So that's... I have something in that situation at the hotel now, because I'm alone like 6 hours out of eight. I can pretty much, I can be on my computer, I can be reading a book, I can be singing, I can do whatever I want to. It's okay. And it's really kind of cool, you know. The people that have walked in on me in the middle of a song or something, they don't think anything about it. They don't say nothing. So, hey, we're cool. It's fun. It's very free. I'm glad I work somewhere like that. That's totally cool. Time for another Elvis gospel song, folks.
Yes, lovely.
He knows just what I need.
My Jesus knows when I am lonely. He knows each pain. He sees each tear. He understands each lonely heartache. He understands because he cares. My Jesus knows just what I need. Oh yes, he knows just what I need. He set his heart and every need supply. Yes, he just what I need. My Jesus knows just what I need. Oh yes, he knows just what I need. He said,
I love that. There are so many Elvis gospel songs that just speak to you, to your soul. They speak to God's love for you, because that's what he's got inside of him. And it comes out through the music. So guys, whenever you hear those, you know what I'm talking about when I say God-inspired music. You know what that means. Oak Ridge Boys, didn't it rain? I will.
The good Lord went to Noah, and he told him about the flood. He said, Noah, build me a vessel, make it out of gopher wood. Build it big, build it strong, so it won't be torn apart. Old Noah built him a masterpiece, and he called it Noah's Ark. Now didn't it rain, children, didn't it rain, rain, rain? 40 days and nights, didn't it rain? Oh, didn't it rain, children, didn't it rain, rain, rain? 40 days and nights, didn't it rain?
He had a moose and a goose and a gander, alligator and a big hippo. A couple of snakes, a ram and a sheep and a goat. He had a possum and a coon and a black baboon, an eagle and a red-tailed hawk, a buck and a doe, a turkey and a crow, and a donkey trying to balk. He had leopards, lions, and tigers, bulls and a buffalo, orangutans and little bitty things all lined. Dog and a cat and a gopher rat, a great big grizzly bear, a mule and a cow, a boar and a sow, and two of everything in there.
Now didn't it rain, children, didn't it rain, rain, rain? 40 days and nights, didn't it rain? Oh, didn't it rain, children, didn't it rain, rain? 40 days and nights, didn't it rain?
He had apples, peaches, plums, and pears, grapes, and paper cots, peas and beans, and turnip greens. He had corn and baby squash. He had a monkey and a big watermelon. He had every kind of wheat. And just before he closed that door, he grabbed a handful of mustard seed.
Guys, you're having storms over there in the UK. Can you imagine 40 days and 40 nights of steady rain?
No, I don't see it.
I mean, gentle misty like we usually think of in the UK. We're talking downright cats and dogs, buckets of corn, rain.
Don't go there, Jenny.
We had 3 weeks of rain once. Not so. Do you remember, Anne?
Well, I remember.
Our gardens were beautiful.
I remember people were here, and I just reveled in it. I thought it was so fantastic until I had to get the owner to cement in the wash behind my shed because it was washing away.
Oh, crikey. Not good.
Yeah, I had 3 feet, 3.5 feet between the back of my shed and the bank of the wash. Okay, oh, that's cool. Well, that didn't last too long. It gully washed. We had gully washes every day for a week, and I ended up with great big old caverns in the bank.
Oh.
And it was like, okay, I contacted Luna. I said, you know what? You need to cement this in because I have some First Edition books in that shed, and if that shed washes away, you're going to be a sorry man. You need to get that. He was there the next day getting that cemented in. You know, he got kudos for that. He really, I did appreciate that so very, very much. And after that, I didn't have to worry about how hard it rained. And that was nice because I swear I love those gully washers. Mm. I love that the thunder and the lightning and just the, I love God pouring out the buckets of rain down on the earth. I love that. I just love that. I love to go out and I swear to God, I do this. Please, God, be my witness. You know I'm telling the truth. I will go out with just a pair of sandals on and jump and dance around in the mud puddles.
Yeah.
I love that. I probably look really, really silly, but it's so much fun. I love doing it. I love splashing around in the mud puddles. When the rain is just coming down, cats and dogs, and I look like a drowned rat by the time I'm done, but boy, I have fun.
It's the child within you. As long as you're enjoying yourself.
Oh, yes. And, you know, I could take a soap out and kill two birds with one stone, but what would be the fun in that? You know what I mean? I don't want to do that. I just want to have fun. I don't want to get clean while I'm doing that. I can take a shower when I get in the house. But, oh, my goodness. And, when it's 100 degrees outside and it cools down to 85, it's a little difficult to catch pneumonia at that time of year. But I love it. I love going out in gully washer rain. And, you know, if I was in a cooler climate, like Michigan, some place like that. Yeah, you put on your cowboy hat and you put on your slicker and your boots, and then you go out in the rain and splash around in the puddles. You know, you still have fun with it. You still have fun. I've still got my real rubber navy surplus boots that I bought when I lived up in Priest Lake 22 years ago.
Wow.
And I got them about 5 years ago because I was up there for 9 years at Priest Lake. And I still got those. I said, I'm going to need those again someday. Wool liners and everything. I am set, girls. I'm set. I've got my cowboy hat. I've got my boots. I don't have a slicker or a winter coat anymore. Okay, I'm not quite all set, but I'm almost there. I'll get it. It'll be fine.
Of course it will.
But, yeah, I need some weather. I need some weather. You realize it is, now, Lord, listen to me. See, this is, I'm saying this for you to know that I have noticed, okay? It is monsoon season, and not seen one drop of rain.
Wow, Jenny. You could do with
that. There's got to be a reason for that, but we didn't have monsoon last year either.
Wow.
As a matter of fact, the year before we did have 3 really good gully washer rains.
Mm.
But for the last 2 years, we have had nearly nothing.
Oh.
And it's starting to hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah, it hurt. The reservoir is really down. So Father, are you listening here? We really could kind of use some rain. Don't wash away the whole town. Just sort of get us all wet, okay? That would be nice.
Jenny, could I even
really wet. Ryan, really wet. Yeah, you know, flood my wash. That's okay. I don't mind that. Just don't let it come up over the tops of the banks, and I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good. It's not going to wash away. It's cemented in, so we can do that.
That's it.
Not the problem. So y'all are witnesses. You heard me ask the Father for some rain. Let's see what happens. Mm-hmm. It's not a test. You don't test the Father. It's just a request.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. Depends on what he's got planned, you know. Depends on what he's got planned. Okay. I want to play another Elvis song just because I haven't gotten enough yet.
Why not?
You know, you never really get enough, do you? No, not really. Okay, this time, let's go for the moving and grooving. So High.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely gotta love it. Man, when he gets grooving, you can't help but feel good. You just can't help but feel good. I love it. I totally love it. It's fantastic. And we have more. But first, I have to say that it's that time, kids. I only scheduled this an hour and a half. I didn't think, I didn't know if it was going to function correctly or not. So, turns out I could do the show, but I had to go through the side door. But that's okay. At least we have a side door.
That's true.
Anyway, it's time to say thank you to everybody who's hung out with me over this last hour and a half, and to say that I hope you got something out of it. I don't know if my ramblings helped at all, but they were meant to. I guess intention counts for something, but I didn't plan them. That's just kind of what fell out of my mouth. You'd be surprised sometimes when I open my mouth what falls out. As long as it's not my teeth, I'm okay. you know, you never know. You never know what's going to happen sometimes. Anyway, yeah. Guys, I just hope you enjoyed the music, because I really do sincerely believe that, first of all, the people that wrote gospel music were inspired by the Father to do so, and the people that sing gospel music are inspired to do so, and I can say that from inside my heart. I know that for a fact. And if you listen to them, you can tell that. You can tell that. Yes. And it's, gospel isn't something you sing just because somebody tells you to sing it, or because, oh, if I sing that, I'll make money. No, people don't sing gospel for that reason, because it never comes across properly. It never does what they're wanting it to do, because that's not what gospel music's all about.
No, you're right.
So, hey, if you hear something that's enjoyable, you know that that person was inspired by God to do that.
Yes.
Just remember that when you're listening to it. Okay, I've got time for at least one more, maybe a couple. Let's start out with Elvis doing Show Me Thy Ways.
Show me thy ways, O Lord. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Help me, love, when I'm faded. Spread joy unabated. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Jesus was more than just a man from Galilee. Christ, the Son of God, he died for you and me. They scourged him and mocked him. Still Jesus loved them, forgive them, he cried. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Help me, love, when
giggle at the end. I love it. I love it. That is fantastic. Okay, one more. This is going to sing us out, guys. There is no God but God. And it's our Elvis doing it.
There is no God but God. I know this is true.
God made everything. He made me, he made you. There'd be no birds, no planes to sail in the blue without his wondrous eyes to see them through. They say that God made land and he gave it all to man. Yes, I know it's mighty good and true. There is no God but God, and he knows everything you do. So just you call on him, and he will share his love with you. There is no God,
no God
but God. God made everything. He made me, he made you.
He made me, he made you.
There'd be no birds,
no birds,
no planes,
no planes
to sail,
in the blue,
without his wondrous eyes to see them through. They say that God made land and he gave it all to men. This I know. Just you call on him, and he will share his love with you. Just you call on him.